Even though he's lived in the Pelican State for 40 years, Bart Siegel had never given much thought to the Louisiana state bird, at least not until the BP oil spill.
Before the spill, I was a photographer doing mostly music in New Orleans and cultural things in New Orleans, having the life of a party photographer, and it was wonderful. You know, not taking everything too seriously. You know, serious was how many days can you spend at Jazz Fest. But all of a sudden, the oil spill came around, and it changed everything. I felt we were under attack, including the Pelicans, and they were the defenseless ones. I had to do something. Instead of just sitting home and getting mad, all of a sudden, I decided getting mad isn't what to do. Take action is what to do.
The BP disaster sparked an unprecedented outpouring of volunteers, so many that some had to be turned away. 35,000 people registered with the National Audubon Society alone. Now, that by itself is not surprising. What is surprising is that many of these volunteers were just like Bart Siegel. Here's David Ringer from the Audubon Society's Mississippi River Initiative.
Many of the people who responded to the need for volunteers were people who had not previously given much thought to environmental concerns, not paid much attention to birds. But somehow during the oil spill, a switch was flipped and they realized that this is something I need to be a part of. This is a place where I need to make a difference.
Siegel's response was to jump in his car and drive almost 2 hours from his home in Araby to the Fort Jackson Oiled Wildlife Rehabilitation Center.
The place was surrounded by barbed wire and guard posts. And I went to the front gate and I banged on this fence and I said, let me in, I want to do something. So before I knew it, I was down there and I was a bird rescue agent. They taught me everything I needed to know in a hurry. They sent us out to unload a helicopter that had come in with 64 crates of birds. And I had not seen a pelican yet. It must have been the first couple of days. We unloaded the crates, they were all covered with blankets, and we stacked them into the facility. And then I opened, I lifted up the sheet, and I saw the bird. And I had just lost it. It just happened from that minute on. I didn't handle a pelican maybe for another couple of days, but just the first sight of it, you know, was enough to break my heart. First time I held a pelican, I was just holding them still for the, when they were still covered in oil. They had first come in, and I was holding their wings down and their beaks open so the veterinarian could check their temperature, see if there was any injuries. Sometimes they came in with fish hooks in their back. I mean, here I was holding this pelican in my arms, feeling his heartbeat. And he looks at me, you know, it's you're thinking, he's asking you, save me, help me. What happens? What's going on? You get an attachment. It's like a pet. You know, everybody's got a pet, understands that attachment. When your pet's in distress, well, here's a strange animal in distress. And it's amazing how you immediately feel for it once you have it in your arms and you have the power to save it. It's dramatic.
Siegel was put in charge of the Pelican Degreasing Station. Dressed in a hazmat suit, in the stifling heat, he handled 200 birds.
When they came to me, they were at their worst possible time. They had been captured, you know, they'd been affected, they had been captured, they'd been starving, they're dehydrated, they're weak. They just about had it. You know, if they got to me, I think they all made it. And from my point down, they were on the improvement. Within 48 hours, they were in an outdoor pen with a, you know, makeshift pond, and they were getting back to be normal pelicans again.
After 3 weeks, the rush slowed down, and Siegel was no longer needed. But he did not return to being just a party photographer. Now, he monitors the Gulf Coast for ongoing damage from the BP oil spill.
We go out on search expeditions to some islands out in the Gulf, and we take soil samples to see what kind of oil is in them. We check on the birds that are out there. We count the birds that are out there. Do we see any visible signs of oil still out there? But we land on an island out there, you know, a little barrier island, and we find tar mats. I mean, 6 feet long, 5 feet wide, 2 feet high. I mean, this is still out there. There's oil under the water, and if we don't keep after them, it's going to stay there. So that's why we do it.
Siegel says he has new priorities since the oil spill. David Ringer from the Audubon Society says other volunteers have also been transformed.
The magnitude of what was happening during the oil spill, I think, was so overwhelming and so frustrating to many people that all of us were just confronted with the costs of our way of living. For some people, I think it really was a wake-up call that maybe I need to do something right now to help in this crisis, but also in the long term, there are changes that I need to make in my life. There are changes that we need to make as a nation and as a culture.
After that, I started to think about birds in a different kind of way and the world in general and things like pollution and wastefulness. I mean, you could just abuse planets and birds just so long, and all of a sudden there's trouble because everything in this planet is all one big thing. It's all one big mishmash.
In Araby, Louisiana, I'm Richard Ziegler.